speaker is Andy M. from Milwaukee.
All right. Hi, my name's Andy. I'm an alcoholic. I am really, really glad to be here tonight. I just moved here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin almost 3 months ago. I've wanted to live out here for a long time. And my sobriety date is April 10, 2013, and there is no way I'd been able to afford to live out here compared to the Wisconsin rent. And I'm just really, really glad to be here. So thank you for listening to my 10 minutes. What I want to talk about tonight is really simple, straightforward, experience, strength, and hope, and how it relates to my alcoholism. Starting with my childhood, a lot of personality traits kind of stayed with me, but a lot of these personality traits improved greatly through the gift of the program in sobriety. As a child, I was afraid of everything. I was afraid of all of you. I was afraid of people. I was afraid of the next problem that would be coming up next. I just kind of walked around really timid, afraid of socializing, and of thinking that everybody around me that seemed happy, whether they were faking or they were real, everybody had life figured out and I didn't. I felt like that as a kid. And how that relates to my alcoholism is that I, you know, throughout my childhood, drank a little bit here and there, but really didn't drink a whole lot. And when I get to high school, I get to a point where my first full year of high school, I don't have a ton of friends. I have my close-knit group that didn't go out very much either. And then I get my driver's license, and I'm driving people around, and I start drinking. And that fear just kind of, like, went away. Those fears just kind of went away, and I'm socializing, I'm meeting girls, I'm making friends, drinking friends, but they felt like friends, and those sort of limitations, those barriers, this like constant 24/7 monkey in my back was lifted. It was like amazing, and that was when I was able to, like, you know, hug people and like be social, and it really felt like, it wasn't a spiritual experience or anything, but I mean, it just felt better because I wasn't afraid of being around people, you know? I made an ass of myself plenty of times, but I didn't remember it most of the time, so, like, it didn't really matter. My high school years, the things I cared about then were grades and athletics. I was big into football, wrestling, and those skills sort of diminished throughout high school. I had high aspirations for my senior year of high school in wrestling. I wanted to make it to state for the first time. My freshman year, I was able to wrestle varsity, and I won my conference medal as a freshman, but I was never able to repeat that. There was a lot of goals that I had, and I had no clue. It's important to remember, I was completely clueless that drinking was holding me back from so many things. Before getting to high school, I was making the honor roll, and I wasn't doing that at all in high school. I just rarely had really good grades. And I was really, everybody else knew that drinking was a problem in my life to some degree, but I was completely and utterly clueless of it. And so even if people were telling me that, I don't think I would have listened too much. I don't think it would have registered. Because I go to college, and my ongoing joke about my college years is, it was my Tommy Boy plan because I was in college for 7 years without a degree. Like, Tommy Boy went to school for a bachelor's degree. And the joke in the movie is, oh, a lot of people go to college for 7 years, right? But it's for doctors, right? And I didn't have a bachelor's degree. I just went to school. I was a career student because I couldn't finish a task. And the drinking got worse and worse and worse. I was bartending. And throughout the years, people would realize, hey, you've been here a few years, you know, like people usually bartend and then they graduate or they move on. I just kind of hung around way longer than I planned to because I didn't realize my life was really centered on drinking way more than I ever imagined. I drop out of school. I moved to Milwaukee. And I'm getting fired from job after job after job, bartending and serving, food service jobs. And my, you know, I would wake up in the morning, you know, like my high school partying years, I'd wake up with this huge hangover, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it sucks. And I would wake up, and my whole 20s were characterized waking up with a huge craving for alcohol with an enormous hangover. And that just kind of blew my mind, you know. I mean, I just would drink right away and not kind of like shove that thought under the rug, you know, like, I don't want to think about it. But I mean, think about that. Wake up with a huge craving even though I'm super hungover. Can't be good. So I'm about to be evicted at age, shortly after I turn 30. I'm getting eviction papers. And by now, my mom, my sister, my biggest supporters knew everything by this point. And because first they knew for a while. But I thought I was keeping it secret. That's a funny thing, too, is that everybody else knew. I thought I was keeping secret. I was drinking as an ice, you know. I would back out of plans and come up with a lot of excuses why I couldn't make these plans. But people actually knew. So I finally walk into the program because I was desperate. I walk into an AA meeting. You know, I call the hotline. Said I was desperate. I saw multiple counselors for anxiety, depression. I saw 5 counselors before I actually got into AA. And I could tell now they were trying to steer me in the direction like, maybe you should stay home and not drink Saturday night. See how that's like, you know. And there's no way, right? But they knew what was going on, and they were trying to steer me in the right direction. Finally, I get to the AA program, and I hear, you know, I'm shaking like a leaf. Because, you know, at this point, it was hangovers that lasted 4 or 5 days. And so I say, I raise my hand when they ask if, does anybody want a first step meeting? And I don't know what a first step meeting is. I don't know if AA means, like, for real sobriety or if, like, you just stop for a while and learn how to manage my drinking. I really didn't know. And so I raise my hand, and I'm like, it's my first, you know, meeting. And they were, like, people were, like, excited, like, oh, wow, that's great. And I'm like, this is the worst day of my life. Like, what is wrong with you? And walking into the meeting was strange, too, because there was a lot of, it's just like this, there's a lot of talking, coffee, people laughing, and I really thought I was in the wrong place because I really had this perception of there being like a glum lot, and people were really happy at this meeting. People were like, and then this meeting starts, and they start reading the preamble. I'm like, holy shit, this is an AA meeting. This is crazy. And people share their stories in the first step meeting in this huge circle. And they had the craziest stories, as crazy as mine. But they were 13 years sober. And they talk about that it's a spiritual program, not a religious program. They have a peace of mind. And they were just like me. And the most important thing I found in this program was the 12 steps. A sponsor, and I used them both. That's where I got my strength. My quality of friendships, I'll talk about quality over quantity big time because my acquaintances, my list of acquaintances became shorter because I had higher quality friendships. I had my best friend ask me to be a godfather for his kid, my 3rd year of sobriety, and that's like, wow, that would not have happened if it wasn't for this program. There's no way. That's a priceless gift, really, to be asked for something like that. My family trusts me. I still have a lot of ups and downs in my life. I mean, I might have a really sudden living situation change, but I know it's going to be fine no matter what happens, because if I can conquer this by staying in this program and continuing to do the steps with a sponsor, I really feel more power to take over anything. So, quality over quantity. I have 5.5 years, but I can tell you that each day does count because you can do something every day for your quality of sobriety. I don't care. So I really appreciate it. My name is Andy, and I pass. Thanks.